Friends, we move to the chapter 2 of our subject, Total Quality Management. And the chapter is nothing but continuation of the chapter 1, Wonderland of Quality, continues. Something more about this subject. Efficiency. What is efficiency? More output for given input. Efficiency is all about how a manufacturer has performed in his business. Suppose customer number A makes more output with less input, resulting into more profitability. That means he uses the amount of input material but makes more output than others. We say that his efficiency is better. We can say that manufacturer A is efficient because he utilizes his resources so optimally that he is able to make better output than others with the same amount of input. So we say he is efficient. But is he effective? That is a question mark. Another manufacturer B may or may not be efficient, okay, but he is very close to the customer, very closely associated with the customer. He makes exactly what his customer wants. He may not be following his operation layout accurately, he may not be following the drawings accurately. He follows what his customer wants today, now. So he is very close to the customer. His customers are happy because he is listening to the customer's voice. His quality, cost and delivery is always made in such a way that his customer is always delighted. For example, on paper, maybe the delivery time is 2 months, but customer has given him a ring on his mobile, say, can you give me some quantity in 15 days? So he says, yes, sir, I will do it. He is that kind of a person. He is efficient also, but more than that, he is very close to the customer. And customers' varying requirements, changing requirements, he is able to understand. He is very compassionate about the customer's profit. He is very compassionate about customers' requirements. And so I say he is efficient also, but more than that, I say he is effective. Effectiveness is all about how the perception of the customer is. Customer says, that manufacturer is better, yaar. Why? Because he is delighted with him, because so he is making better business than manufacturer A. Manufacturer A is efficient, very good actually. But manufacturer B makes better profit. Why? Because not only he utilizes his resources optimally, but also he delights the customer. He understands the customer's requirement better than the manufacturer's A. And so we say manufacturer B is more effective, and so he is making better profit also. Now, people are talking about quality. Quality target is 100% and not 99.99%, 100%, because 99.9% quality will mean at least 1,60,000 wrong prescription every year. All the doctors give some prescriptions, 1,60,000 wrong prescriptions, because of which the patient comes in a problem, patient's sickness increases, patient's health deteriorates because of the wrong prescriptions. 99.9% quality mean more than 1,20,000 newborn babies accidentally dropped by doctors every year. I call it as, children are dying earlier. Unsafe drinking water almost 1 hour every month. 2 or 3 rail accidents every day. I gave this example just to tell you that 99.9% is not good enough. 100% is good enough. There are 3 levels of quality. Implied quality, implicitly told by customer. Implicit quality, implied quality. It is not told, it is understood, implied. For example, when I go to a 5-star hotel, I don't tell that hotel owner that, look, I want a clean workplace. It is understood. I want a better food. I don't tell that, look, sir, I am coming to your hotel today evening, I want good food. I don't say that. It is implied. It is understood that when I go to the 5-star hotel, it is understood that he is supposed to maintain the good workplace, good place. It cannot be a dirty place. There cannot be cockroaches lying in the coffee. Understood. I don't tell that, look, today I am coming for getting a coffee from you and I don't want any cockroach. I don't say that. It is understood. It is implied. So, but there are 2 more levels of quality, expected quality. I expect that when I go to Mumbai for a marriage of my friend's son, I expect that the sound system is good. I expect that I get a welcome drink. I expect that the food quality is good. I expect. And third is specified quality. There I say, look, I will order the lunch, but I don't want the lunch items to be spicy. I don't like spicy food. Put less spicy there, medium or low. I expect it, also I specify it. I specify that you use basmati rice only, none other than that. I specify that. So there are 3 levels of quality. One is implied, one is expected, and one is specified quality. It should be our effort to give implied quality to internal as well as external customers. Customers, my friends, not only external, internal customers also must be happy. The internal relationship between the team members is extremely important, because if that relationship is not good, if there are fights in your team members, if there are bad opinions about each other, you cannot produce quality. Understand this for the lifetime. I have spent my lifetime in that quality matter. You also understand in the beginning of your career that, look, internal and external customers must always be happy. External customers also must be happy, but don't forget internal customers. On a continuous basis, they must be delighted. Why should one practice quality principles? Question of remaining in the business. I am in the business today. Probably I will be there tomorrow. But day after tomorrow, I may not be there. Or after 6 months, I may not be there. After 5 years, I may not be there. But look, I have taken oath that I will remain in the business, not only in my lifetime, but my children and my grandchildren also will be there in the business. I have taken that oath. Generations and generations will run my business. I have taken that oath. And if I want my next generations to be in the same business, then I must practice quality principles. Next, competition. Fierce competition is there everywhere. Go out and look at the environment. Go out and scan the environment. You will find that overseas manufacturers are coming and their processes are much better than our processes. They are eating into our business. Competition, fierce competition. If you have to survive in this competition, then you have to produce quality, you have to practice the quality principles. Third is changing needs of the customers, which I have said earlier in the first chapter, that look, today the customer says that your product is good enough. Tomorrow the same customer will say it is not good enough. Today, the customer says that your quality is very good, value addition is there. Tomorrow, he will say there is no value addition. His needs are changing, and you cannot question that. Look, sir, how can you say that my quality is bad when earlier you were only saying that my quality is good? We cannot question that. Because his needs have changed, his requirements have changed, his expectation has changed, his perception has changed. He is getting better quality from other competitors. He is getting better price, lower price from other competitors. He is getting better value from other competitors. So why he will buy from you? Then, definitely to remain in the business, I want greater profitability. And last but not least, I take pride in my business. I take pride in my products, so that pride comes from the quality. We can say that, look, whatever I make is of world-class quality. So that is why we have to practice the quality principles. Then, in the principles of management, you have seen this vision statement and mission statement. For your benefit, I will repeat it again. Vision statement says what an organization should accomplish in a span of next 5 to 10 years. In order to always remain ahead of the competition, in order to remain in the business for years together, and to continue to be a world-class manufacturer, the entrepreneur must look into the future, predict what is needed to be done, recognize the challenges of the changing environment. We have to scan the environment day in and day out and find out what is happening there, what competitors are doing, what processes they are adopting, what market is expecting, and understand the required inputs and resources and plan for it. Otherwise, we will be nowhere. Then mission statements. Once we make our vision statement for next 5 to 10 years, then how to achieve that vision is the mission statement. After making the vision statement, mission statements are prepared to make the employees to get an idea as to how to accomplish the vision. How? What is the process? What is the activity? How to achieve the vision? Mission statements, these are actually the roadmaps to achieve the vision. How to achieve, how to go there? Mission statements should clearly indicate the methods, the processes, the activities, the steps followed by for fulfilling the vision. Then quality policy. Top management should ensure that the quality policy is appropriate to the purpose of the organization. Includes a commitment to comply with requirements and continually improve the effectiveness of the quality management system. Provides a framework for establishing and reviewing quality objectives. Goals. SMART goals. Quality policy is communicated and understood within the organization by everybody, including workers, and is reviewed again and again, timely, frequently, for continuing suitability. Because today's quality policy may not be good enough for tomorrow. So, I must review it periodically and modify it if necessary. Then, after the vision and mission statements are made, the individual departments will start writing down their well-defined objectives. In order to realize the mission statements, in order to achieve the objectives, it is necessary for each and every department to fix goals. For example, I must say that I must design this product within 1.5 months and deliver the product to the customer within 5 months. That is the time-bound target. Time-bound target. I should say out of 6 designs, 3 will be over by July and remaining will be over in August. And the production will continue parallelly. However, the goal should be SMART. What is SMART? S means specific. M means measurable, because we cannot talk in the air. Measurable goals, achievable goals. For example, if I am not even the corporator, I cannot think of becoming prime minister. I cannot have goals which are not attainable in my lifetime. I must have achievable goals, realistic goals, time-bound goals. And thereby, I become a smart entrepreneur. Smart goals. ISO 9001:2008, quality management systems requirements. Because I must get myself certified for quality. TQM is the next goal. Stepping stone to the TQM is ISO 9001. It's a document for approximately 30 pages. ISO 9000 certification is only the beginning of a continuous improvement process rather than the end. Management should take responsibility for the quality planning. This planning should focus on defining the processes. Because ultimately quality is a result of the processes. Processes needed to meet the organization's quality objectives and requirements consistent with the strategy of the organization. So, this is the schedule, timing chart. What is the first thing? Plan and define program. What? This is called product planning cycle. Plan and define program. Then next step is product design and development. And parallelly, concurrent engineering, I call it as. Parallelly, I cannot wait for design to be over and development to be over and then start doing the process design. No, parallelly I have to, as a teamwork, I have to do design the process also and development. Then once the product design is over and process design is over, then product and process validation. Validation means, is it fulfilling the objectives of the organization? And then production. While doing the production, I do the statistical process control, whatever is necessary. And then I get feedback from the customer. Customer says, okay, product is okay, but I need improvement in one of the parameters. Okay, I take corrective action. Continuously corrective action, I keep on doing it. Prevention, correction. And then parallelly planning goes on. It is dependent on, based on PDCA cycle. PDCA, what is PDCA? Plan, do, check and act. And again plan, do, check, act. PDCA. On that, what is the first? What was the first step? Plan and define program. So I will talk about plan and define program. What is the input? For plan and define program, voice of the customer. And output is design goals. I hear the voice of the customer and I do the design goals. Depending on the voice of the customer. Then business plan, marketing strategy is the input. Then reliability, quality goals. Because I have to achieve the profits also. I have to satisfy customer also. Then product, process, benchmarking data. What is benchmarking? What is the best available in the market? Other manufacturers. That data is there. Then I, on the basis of that benchmarking data, preliminary bills of materials I make. Bill of material is the list of all the components which I need. All the raw materials which I need. Bill of materials. Then what is the next input is product process assumptions. Output is preliminary process flow chart. Because I must have a process flow chart. Then in that, what are the special characteristics? What is the special characteristics? Is the characteristics which I cannot inspect, which has to be maintained during process only. Because checking after the process is over is not possible or not practicable. So these are called as special characteristics. So product reliability studies give me what special characteristics I have to maintain. Then customer inputs are there. Customer says, okay, the color of the product I need like this. The hardness of the product I need like that. Then I make product assurance plan and management support. That is the first step. What I am talking about is product quality planning. It is going on. product quality planning, quality planning of the organization. I was talking about quality planning of the organization. This planning should focus on defining the processes needed to meet. So I was talking about the first step, that is the plan and define program. Now I will be talking about the second stage, product design and development. So all the earlier outputs are the inputs for this step, and what are the outputs of this step are design, failure mode and effects analysis. That means what is the failure mode? All that will come in the next chapters. Failure mode and effect, what will be the effect? What will be of the severity of the effect if that failure occurs? So that analysis is called as FMEA. Then design for manufacturability and assembly, design verification, design reviews, prototype building, control plan, engineering drawings, specifications. Then what is the output of next step? What is the next step? Process design and development. Parallelly, I do that. Input is the output of last step, and output is packaging standards, product process quality system review, process flow chart, floor plan. That means where the which machines will be put, how far they will be from each other, whether there will be a single line flow, no backtracking, characteristics matrix, process FMEA, pre-launch control plan, process instruction chart, measurement systems analysis, preliminary process capability plan, package and specifications. Next, production trial run, measurement systems evaluation, preliminary process capability study, production part approval. I know these are too many words I am using, but every word will be explained to you. So don't get confused, because in the next steps, next chapters, I am going to explain everything what I am talking about now. It is just introduction which is going on. Just listen, because everything will be explained afterwards. Production part approval, production validation testing. What is production part approval? That means you use the same process and make a production part which will be inspected by the customer and tried and tested by the customer. Production validation testing, packaging evaluation, whether the packaging is good enough. Production control plan, quality planning sign off and management support. Next is reduce the variation on the basis of customer inputs, production trial run, reduce the variation, customer satisfaction, delivery and service. Then we have to give the service to him. This is called quality planning. Quality plan, control plan, document specifies which procedures and associated resources shall be applied by whom and when to a specific project, product, process or contract. So that is what quality plan. Control plan. Customer wants this. Customer says, you send your quality plan. How? Who will check it? Even customer can also come to your place and check it. For example, three operations are over. Call the customer. Customer will say, oh, okay, this is okay. Please proceed. Then after three more steps, he again comes. He looks at the product, then he will say, okay, give a green signal to proceed. So we have to make a quality plan. Thank you.